Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts from the Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. Wrangell currently has zero active cases of COVID-19 in the community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 56,097 cases. That's an increase of 1,277 cases from last week. As of today, 1,191 people have required hospitalization. That includes 9 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 278 Alaskans have died. One of those deaths occurred during the last week. It's nice to see another week of lower numbers than what we were seeing a month ago. As of today, the northern southeast Alaska region, which includes Wrangell, is in the state's low alert level. The southern southeast region, which includes Ketchikan and Prince of Wales, has gone from low to high over the last week. They have identified 31 cases in the last week. Most of those cases are associated with mixing of households at bars, weddings, and churches. You can visit the new data hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wrangellcovid19.org. All Alaskan travelers should get tested 1 to 3 days prior to travel, stay home for 7 days after travel, and get a second test 5 to 7 days after travel. If you have guests traveling to Wrangell, please encourage them to follow the travel requirements. All travelers awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride shares are required to wear a face mask according to a CDC order that went into effect on February 1st. This applies to travel into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. People must also wear masks while at transportation hubs, such as airports, bus or ferry terminals, train and subway stations, and seaports, and other locations where people board public transportation in the United States and U.S. territories. All residents interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine are encouraged to register at covid19.search.org. Please provide a valid email when you register, and you will receive an email notification to schedule your appointment. Search is currently scheduling any Wrangell residents. Yep, you heard that right. Any Wrangell resident can now receive the vaccine. Please pass this info along to your family, neighbors, and friends. New clinics will be added as more vaccine supplies arrive. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the clinic at 874-4700 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. As of today, 729 Wrangell residents have been vaccinated. More than half of those individuals have completed the 2-dose series. It is unknown whether vaccinated individuals might still be able to pass the virus on to others, so once you have received the vaccine, it's still important to follow the recommended mitigation measures, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you're sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. Asymptomatic testing will remain available, but individuals will be required to cover testing fees at the time of testing. If you have symptoms, it's important to seek testing as soon as possible. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the clinic Monday through Friday at 874-4700. And lastly, the current state emergency declaration is set to expire at 12:01 a.m. on February 15th. While Senate Bill 56 makes its way through the legislature, there will likely be a gap in coverage, resulting in changes to our current health orders. Without the emergency declaration in place, the state has less flexibility in responding to and recovering from this disaster. The emergency declaration and the health orders have provided a layer of protection to Wrangell through required airport testing of travelers, through protection measures that were put in place within the fishing industry to ensure that we don't have outbreaks like we're currently seeing within the state, to fulfill local fulfill local community resource requests. The EOC will update the community when more information is provided, and you can also follow the progress and provide public testimony as well as watch the live hearings on Senate Bill 56 by visiting akleg.gov. Until next week, take care, Wrangell.